Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for calling in. This week, we have the great honor of getting to read Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. And there's an old tradition that when children begin to learn Chumash, they begin to learn with, in fact, Sefer Vayikra, which would seem to be very unusual, because we know that Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, is filled with the details of bringing a Karban Olah and a Karban Mincha and all the other sacrifices that are brought. And there's different traditions and different explanations why children begin to learn Chumash with Sefer Vayikra. I was just thinking this morning that as simple as a thought as this might be, it's to really teach, indoctrinate, convince children at an early age of the value of service, the value of avoda, of a person not being so locked up in their own life, but to always be conscious of their behavior vis-a-vis other people. And that really is the nature of avoda. The nature of avoda is a person has a certain consciousness of themselves in relationships to other people, in themselves in relationship to the community, and of course about themselves in relationship to Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore that entire notion of service, of not being self-serving, of not being wrapped up in oneself, that is something that from the age of 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, we are constantly reminding our children in a school setting and in a home setting. I was reminded this week about this concept of service. I had the absolute pleasure of speaking last Tuesday morning at West Point, something that I spoke about in shul last Shabbos. And I was so moved by the spirit of West Point, by people who live by the code of duty, honor, and country, people who give it themselves, whether or not everyone is the biggest fan of every military decision or not, but it's a life of, fundamentally, of a life of service, the life of giving to somebody else. I'm thinking about some of the young men and young women, the cadets in West Point, 18, 19, 20 years old, who spent their entire teenage years really working to get into West Point. Their school, their GPA, SATs, what they did during the summers, they had to get a letter from a congressman or from the vice president or a senator. People, the kids who just had a sense of duty, honor, and country, and how different that is than so many of the kids in the world today. And I'm not one of those people that sit there saying, oh, back in my day and kids today, but you know, the reality is that both in non-Jewish circles and certainly in Jewish and Orthodox circles, the climate is one of, let me do well in school, let me get an internship during the summer, and let me get a good job, and let me buy a house, and all those things are great, but it's not a climate and culture of service. It's not a climate and culture of duty, honor, country, community, serving the cloud, being there for the world. It's not really the culture in the normal settings that we normally interact with. But at that West Point, I was given something that I really cherish. I've been carrying around with me in my different jackets that I'm wearing. When I was there, I met and I spoke with a number of the various chaplains, one of which is Jewish, David Ruderman, Rabbi David Ruderman. And a number of them, most of them are not Jewish, you know, a Catholic priest, an incredibly fine person. And after I spoke, he gave me a coin, and the coin is essentially the coin for chaplains with the motto of the army on it. And on this coin, it commemorates four chaplains who, during World War II, they were on a boat, again, as serving the soldiers on the boat, and the boat started to sink. A number of people died on the boat. And these four chaplains took off their life vests, and they gave it to some of the younger people, the soldiers on board. And in fact, all four chaplains, one of which was a rabbi, Rabbi Good, his name was, and others, the others are non-Jewish, you know, gave their life because of that sense of service, community, higher calling, serving something beyond oneself, even if it means
I'm dying in that cause. And I just wish that was something that in my family, in our community, in the broader religious community, that sense of service, of higher calling, of what's my purpose on this world, of living for beyond myself, for the happiness that comes through a life of service. I just hope, and I think that we're trying, but I hope that's something that becomes part of the oxygen, the air that kids and people breathe in the communities we live in, to live that life of avodah, to live that life where we were walking embodiments of a carbon, and by doing so to serve the nation, to serve the world, to serve Israel, and to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu through that life of service. Thank you so much for calling in. Look forward to speaking again next week, and have a great and meaningful day. Take care.
Meaningful, that's what I have on my face.